Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody, depending on where you are. This is Barbara Hofmeister, the host of the To Be show, and today you're in for a very special treat because we have a good friend of mine on the show, and I'm really, really happy to have him here. So I hope that you're really listening because you're going to get some, what I believe, important insights. And he will share a technique that I find absolutely amazing. I've been in personal development now for 33 years, and I haven't yet seen anything like his NPA technique. Absolutely incredible. He's going to share it with us. So have a pen and paper ready and yourself ready because you can start working on what, you know, on what we're doing and what he's doing, especially right here in the next 28 minutes or so. His name is Joel Young. Joel is a visionary leader, and I met him in Colorado at the Festival of Enlightenment, and we really bonded and we really connected well. And this is why I'm so excited to have him. So I don't want to keep anything, you know, I don't want to wait any longer. Just get him on, and I think you will hear that he is all heart, has a great sense of humor, and he's from the UK for a change. No American today. Someone from the UK, Joel Young. Joel, are you with us?
I am with you. Excellent. What a great introduction.
Yeah, you better live up to the expectations now, Joel.
Yeah, no pressure there, right?
Well, Joel, you say in your biography, you say that you disappeared into a cave in India in 2007, and you came out with this amazing technique that you call NPA. And what do you mean? You disappeared and you stayed in there until 2008, or how do I understand that?
Not quite, no. It could have been because it was a very timeless experience. That was amazing, Barbara. What happened was, it was actually 2006, January, when I went to that particular cave, and I was on a trip through India, going to a number of different sacred places. And this place is called Arunachala, which is a very famous mountain in India, which is known sort of in the Hindu tradition as the feet of Shiva, Shiva being the god of creation and destruction. And it was also famous for a saint who was there called Ramana Maharishi, and he was known to be enlightened and to have sat in this cave for many years. And his big question was, who are you? You know, it's a real identity question, a real deep inquiry question.
Yep.
And so when I went into the cave, I had a question as I went in, which was pretty much, because just to give a background there, I love meditation, and I've sat for a very long time, and I've had some wonderful boundless experiences and many things like that. But as I went in, me being me, kind of went, well, you know, that meditation's great, but sitting for like 20 years at a time, how can you do that? And again, I often say, if you go into a place that's so steeped in presence as that with a question, chances are something interesting is going to happen. And what happened for me was I literally disappeared. So I sat down and it was like this. I can click my fingers here, like, gone. And just to be sort of really clear about that, it wasn't like there was a sense of I was experiencing at one with the universe, which I've done in other contexts, or I'm experiencing a sense of timelessness. I've had that too. And all of those wonderful flavors of unity, if you like, or oneness that you can have in meditation, it was literally gone. There was nobody here to experience anything. And then at some undetermined time later, I subsequently found it wasn't quite a year. It was about 2 hours, but to me it was no time. It was, again, click of fingers within the same time frame. There I was again. And I was aware that there had been a gap, but no idea what had happened in it. And I was also aware there was a tremendous significance. And I was also aware that, of course, that answered my question, because whether it was 5 minutes or 3 years, it would have made no difference, because it was instantaneous in terms of my experiential life stream. I knew it was very significant, but I had no idea what it was or what had happened there. And I also knew, because I'd done it on the back of 15 years of working in this field in spirituality, meditation, personal growth, all of these areas, and it was something completely, a whole different experience compared to what happened before. And so when I say I came out of that with MPA, I know that when MPA was born, sort of into form, if you like, out of that consciousness, a year later, I just, something inside just said it was kind of picked up in that cave, in that space. And I also know that space of that can never be experienced, it's prior to experience, it's kind of the engine that drives MPA, and MPA, which stands for non-personal awareness, is ridiculously powerful compared to what it seems to be on the surface. But that's because it's really giving people the ability to ride on that energy without necessarily having to disappear themselves. It's sort of stepping behind the doors of this world, walking along the corridor a bit and stepping back into a new reality. And it's a wonderful thing. So that's my cave experience.
And I have experienced MPA myself, and I use it almost daily. Sometimes I forget, but I use it almost every day. Whenever some issues come up that I want to deal with, you know, whether I want to get rid of them or I want to have them in my life, I use MPA now since I found it. I really use it constantly. It's on my desk, even so, of course, I don't need the questions or I don't need the technique itself anymore, because it's already in my head, you know, I can play it. But I would like you to maybe talk a little bit more about it, or maybe, I don't know, do you want to demonstrate it first, or you want to give some examples from people so that our listeners start to understand how powerful this technique is, because it seems so super simple, and it is very simple to do, but it gets amazing results. I attest to that. I mean, I definitely give you testimonial on that, because it gives amazing results, and I've used it with some of my clients recently here in Germany, so I can give testimonial from that too. So you want to explain the process first, or you want to give some examples, or how you want to...
Well, let's kind of go into that, because in the half hour that we've got, it's probably not time to just demonstrate it, but it's probably best. I'd love to... One of the things I love to do is to share it and give it away. I often say we give it away for free, and we teach people how to do it really well for money. So, but here it is for free. So how it really is, it's very simple. I'm when it literally popped out of me is how it happened. It came in complete form. I was journaling and it popped out. It's six simple lines is the technique or the approach itself. But it starts with a question, one of two questions. The questions are designed to elicit from you an expression of your natural experience, and we call that in MPA terms a spew. There's two types of questions. One question is, what are you experiencing that you would like to allow to pass? And that question gets you to talk about really the stuff that's being held inside, because there's sort of two ways we get to suffer. You know, experience comes to pass, and many people who have gone on to the awakening path will know that. And how we get to suffer is we stop it as it comes through. So and mostly we tend to hold it in, and then we tend to experience it again and again and again and again and again, and we don't complete the experience, which is letting it pass. So the first question is basically, what's the yucky stuff? And
that
the
you
other
want to get rid of, yeah.
Yeah, although again, it's quite important that the question's phrased not in a what do you want to get rid of, but what would you like to allow to pass, because again, the whole process has an allowing energy around it, and that's a more allowing frame, if you like. And so, and then the response to the questions, I'll give the second question in a minute, is to spew, which means you just, you know, express your response to that, which would is normally just a yada, 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 whatever it is that's coming out of your mouth, expressed in a very natural way. Now, a lot of people will go into their analytical minds and figure out if they've been trained that way. But normally, if you just continue to talk, then it becomes much more unself-conscious. And then within that expression, we're looking for the key points. I call them cookie cutters, but to give it the most simple basicness, it's what pops out of that, what seems to stand out in that expression. And that would be mirrored back very literally. And then you take, and it might, a cookie cutter might be a phrase, that could be a belief, or it could be an emotional label. It could be an expression which is kind of symbolic, like, or fill it with a knife in my back. It could be, you know, physical sensation. It could even be a sound, you know, like, oh, maybe in the whole, there's the idea, yeah, then suddenly go, oh, and that sticks out more than anything else, and that would be the expression you use to have your cookie cutter as part of the process. So let's give an example there. So maybe I'm going, yada, 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 I feel like such a fool. And maybe fool was the cookie cutter that stands out. So then we feed that into the blank space, which is the within the six lines. And you can download the process from our site. I'll give you details for that at the end. But it's six simple lines. So where there's a blank, I'll be saying fool, because that would be the energy that I was holding on to. And it goes like this. It would be this fool, this energy of fool. This pure energy of fool is not personal. This pure energy of fool is not personal. This pure energy of fool is not personal, and I am willing to experience it. And when you finish the process, sometimes there'll be things happening already during the words, but often at the end there's time just to be still and notice and allow if there's some kind of internal or sort of subjective response. There isn't always. It's interesting with MPA, but it's done its job anyway. But mostly there's some kind of, people describe energy movements, sometimes emotional releases, sometimes there's just realizations or knowing about where things have come from as they've moved past. You know, whatever your own system needs really is offered through. And where there's a longing in some part of you to experience that more, there'll be more strength in that subjective experience. And if it's not needed, then it will just pass. And that's it. It's complete and it's finished. And the other way we can use it, because that would be letting go of the yucky stuff, is to let in the yummy stuff. Because sometimes we decide to exclude ourselves. You know, we say that's personal to them, not me. And the second question, which is the other option, is what are you not experiencing that you would like to allow to come, which is often money or, you know, love or whatever it is. But something, you know, we often have our list of what it is that we'd like to experience that we're not experiencing. Same thing, there's an expression, a spew, listen for what pops out, put that into those six lines. When it's finished, allow yourself to feel the completion of whatever's happening. And then I say, do the process, get on with your life. And when it first popped out of me, my response was, that's just too easy. You know, that's just
too easy, yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's often the most difficult thing with teaching MPA is, and that really is most of the job, is letting people be comfortable with letting it be as easy as it is. And there are times people will do a process and there's no immediately obvious effect, and yet over the next 24 hours or maybe longer or maybe quicker, it becomes really apparent how they really stepped into a different reality. And it's great to have, which we have wonderful examples of things, like we've had people who've used it and 18 years of depression has disappeared in 2 minutes. We've had people who've had autism and have stepped into a place of peace that has never been witnessed before. We've had people who've gone from bankruptcy to solvency in 30 days. We've had people who have had pain-free childbirth. Can you believe that? That was a shock when I heard that. Someone came back to me and said they'd used it in, they were a doula, which is someone who helps with birth, a bit like a midwife, but more of a support. And she'd used MPA and it'd become a pain-free experience. And I wouldn't have expected that when it first popped out of me.
Mm.
There's lots of amazing ways that it works. And then, of course, it's also very good for keeping you really aligned and on track throughout the day or whenever things pop up. And there's lots of different ways to use it. So that's the nuts and bolts of it in a nutshell, absolutely.
I would like listeners to be aware that Joel has actually shared the whole process with us, you know, and he even explained how it works around it. So please listen to the interview again later on, you know, listen to it from the archives, because it's all in there. All you need to do is ask yourself that question, you know, and then spew it out. And if you do it by yourself, it's better to do it with a partner so that they can listen and listen for the main thing that sort of jumps at them, you know, that seems to be the theme, but they have to use your own words. And, or you can record it. You can record yourself while you're spewing and then listen to it yourself and look for the main point, really, the core message in whatever you spewed out. Is the core, Joel, is the core message or the how do you call it, the cookie cutter?
The cookie cutter, I call it, yeah.
Yeah. Does that need to be always one word, or can it be two or three words?
It can be two or three words, a sentence. It can be one word. It's really, what I say, a big part of people who come and they learn what I call the core teachings of MPA. Not only do you get to understand the spirituality, the quantum physics, and all the other stuff that's going on, but you learn in particular how to relax with the elicitation of cookie cutters. So what really is, again, the simplicity of it is that if you drop any agenda about it ought to be this means that, all the things that you maybe have been taught as part of your, you know, awakening, personal growth or general life experience, and just listen with very agenda-free ears, then you'll find you really notice that. So if someone says, for example, I'm not good enough, it may be that it's the whole phrase that has the animation, that has the sort of essence to it, but it might be simply not good enough, or it might be enough within that sentence. It's about really letting yourself notice what pops out, notice what it is that stands out, and the more gender-free you can be, the more you realize there are no rules.
Yeah, and no analysis, yeah. Right? No analysis.
Yeah, interpretation.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was using it with some of my clients here locally just a few days ago. And, of course, they immediately start to make interpretation. He said this and, like he means this. No, I said just repeat the words that person said. What do you think was the most important that sort of jumped at you? Don't make an interpretation of what you think is the most important. Is the cookie cutter in there? You know, is the main message in there? Just take their own words and let them use their own words. This is how I understood it when I did it with you. And I want to share also what happened to me. Because when we did this in Colorado, I did it with somebody from our group, and I told you later that I was really feeling like throwing up, you know. Just when I went through the process and after I went still and I looked within, I felt really sick to my stomach, you know. I really felt physically sick, and I thought, wow, this is strong. And I wanted to let something pass. And I remember I talked to you and you said, yeah, you're probably sick and tired of it. And definitely, yes, I am sick and tired of it. And so it really came up strong physically, you know. I could really physically feel it. And then it slowly went away. But again, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just, you know, the way that it is going through you. And it's so, so easy. This is why I love this process so much. The ladies that I did it with a couple of days ago, they said that they could actually feel, and both said the same thing, they could actually feel an energy flow through them like a river, you know, like as if from head to toe some energy was flowing through them. And I did it with a gentleman, and you could see from his facial that there was quite a bit going on. He didn't want to share it all, but you could see that there was, you know, quite a lot of stuff going on within him. And he said he feels so much lighter, like a heavy weight has been lifted off his shoulder, like he has a right to live, you know, his life unobstructed.
Beautiful.
Wonderful stuff. Absolutely wonderful stuff. So I am super happy that you shared.
Well, no, it's great. That's one of the I love hearing these stories. A big part of what we do is if you come and do one of the seminars with us or and certain products, then you become part of the community, and we love to get together and share what we've been working on, as well as play more with different themes. But one of the things that, like you say, they felt energy moving through, and I hear that quite a bit. And most people will have some kind of what I call it a subjective win. In other words, they get to feel something internally to tell them that it's worked. Occasionally you don't, but it's, you know, I talk more about that in the seminars. But when I first did it, I described it as like taking two magnets that were attached by opposite poles. And if you reverse the pole of one of the magnets, then you have like poles against each other. And what that happens is you end up with a frictionless situation. And it seems like it takes these identities, because that's what the cookie cutter really is, where you've attached to that and said, that's me, that is. Or in the case of holding out, that's not me, I'm going to disallow it. And they become very powerful, strong, unconscious attachments. And it's like reversing the poles on one of the sides of that. And it means there's no friction, and therefore it can just fall away, which is usually what it's been crying out for. If it's been getting your attention, you know, it's desperate to leave. And again, in your example, Barbara, where you're feeling the sick and tiredness of it, that's often why we hold on to things, because we're afraid, because you are going to have to. I mean, you're already experiencing it on some low-grade level. But in the letting out, you know, you get the whoomph of it going through. And I often talk about that as, I use an analogy of, if you've got an abscess, you know, it's like it's a low-grade pain. There's the pressure, the poison has built up underneath the surface of the skin. And one of the things you need to do is to burst the abscess. But often what we do is we hover over it with our pin. And that's the worst bit. It's like going, oh, no, it's going to be so terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
But actually, in the end, what you do is you plunge the pinprick in, and yeah, there's a momentary ouch, but then what happens is that passes incredibly quickly, and it's much easier in the end than continuing to live with that pain. And then the poison just sort of flows out, and the healing can actually begin then. And that's often the way it is with this kind of process, is where you just quickly burst in the abscess if you get to experience that pain, and it passes very quickly. But I've also noticed a lot of people don't actually feel that kind of pain. They just sort of go, oh. And it's gone.
I didn't mean to say that you must feel pain or anything like that. I was just very surprised that I had such a strong reaction, you know, a physically strong reaction. It was like, wow, what was that? And it fitted, you know, it absolutely fitted what I was feeling too, you know. I mean, what I feel about it when I think about it with my conscious mind, I feel like that, but I don't physically feel it. I just think it, you know, I'm really sick and tired of this. So it was absolutely fitting. It was just surprising to me. The people that I've used it with and that I've given the process to, you know, they say that they feel much lighter, that they can feel it, you know, sort of like a knot that's opening, and this is it, you know. Wow, this is it. Is this all? Is that it? You know, it's like, huh? So I carried this around for 50 years, and it's gone like this. Impossible. And, you know, we are used to make things complicated, and I'm a trainer of NLP. So, I mean, NLP has a lot of very fast techniques, you know, that work really quickly, but nothing like this. I mean, this is definitely the fastest and the easiest to teach also that I've ever come across. So I absolutely love NPA. Really love it. So people that are listening, please listen to this again. This is a show you need to listen to several times so that you get the core of what you need to do, you know, and get in touch with Joel. Joel, please share your website so that people will be able to download the process and actually get in touch with you.
Yes, they need to go to www.nonpersonalawareness.com. Just one word, non, N-O-N, personal, P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L, awareness.com. And there, if they sign up to my newsletter, just put their email in, there they can then download a sheet which has got the questions and the process words on it. And they'll also get a meditation and an ebook from me as well. Also they can find out, because you can do a lot, as you say, just by having it. But it's also really useful if you come along, and also if you just want to, come along to one of our seminars. And in the seminars we've got, and we're coming all around Europe this autumn, so we'll be in Sweden, Ireland, Holland, Finland, and the UK. And we teach it as a weekend where you get the core teachings really on the Saturday. And on the Sunday, we look in, go even deeper with where it can take you. But you can have a browse around the site and certainly get in contact with me. We've also got a Facebook page. If you search for MPA Rocks with 3 exclamation marks, you'll find it there as well. And can also friend me on Facebook. But take a look around. Certainly download the words so you can have them in front of you and use them and play with them. And there's also resources on our site. You can listen to other audios and those kind of things. And I always say find your relationship with MPA. There'll be those of you out there listening who will just get the words and use them, and those that understand that there's more there for you. And so you can follow that through and come along to a seminar or do one of our or buy one of the products that's coming out in September that will give you the full teaching.
Well, when your product is out, get in touch with me and I will have you back on and you can talk about it, because I really want to share this with as many people as possible, because I think it is such an incredible process that is so helpful for any kind of thing that people have, you know, that they are carrying around and they want to get rid of it, you know, they want to let it go, or things that they do want in their life, like more money or better career or love. I did it with love with my whole group the other day, which was quite nice, you know, because they all agreed, yeah, love is something that we all want more of. So we did it, the whole group, with love, and it was nice. It was very nice, and it was the end of the workshop that I did, and I thought, this is nice. People go home with a very positive feeling inside of them. So
we finish our workshops exactly the same way. It's a great way to do it. You can work as a group. And I teach actually in the weekend really how to do co-creative MPA extremely well, and that's a great way to do it in a group.
Excellent. So I did that intuitively. Good.
You're clearly an MPA master, naturally, Barbara.
Well, not quite yet, but I am looking forward to that. And I would love, I mean, we need to talk outside of the program, because I want to come to one of your events, definitely, just to see and hug you again, of course, but also to learn more about it, because it's such an amazing process. So one more time, everybody, this was Joel Young, and his website is www.nonpersonalawareness.com. Please go and check it out. It's very powerful. It's very easy. Easier than anything else you've ever done before. So really use that. And I'm sorry the music is so loud, Joel. Thank you so much for being my guest today. And I look forward to meeting you in person soon, hopefully. And to having you back on the show in September when your program is out, okay?
I would love to come back. Thanks for having me on. It's been a joy. And I'll see you soon, Barbara.
Thank you, Joel. All the best. And speak to you soon. And big hugs for me. Speak soon, Joel.
Speak soon.
And my listeners, next week, week we have another exciting show, and again we have a guest from the Festival of Enlightenment that we spent last month. We spent, I think, 8 days together in beautiful Colorado, and it's going to happen again in 2012. So join me again next week for the To Be show, Tuesday, 1 p.m. EST, 7 p.m. European time, and have a wonderful week.